Let me share this with you as I open tonight. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And we know that God didn't send his son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be set free and receive the gift of God, which is eternal life. What am I saying in that? I'm saying that God loves all unconditionally. He loves the sinner, not the sin, and the church said. Right. Now, all are sinners, but some are saved by grace. Amen? God shows favor on the just and the unjust. You know that that is biblical. Amen? But this favor that is on the unjust is not the same as the favor on the just. And you need to know that. And the church said, the unjust have what is necessary as a favor from God to live a human life on planet Earth. There's an allocation of grace on the unjust. When it rains outside, they get their grass watered. They can collect water in their barrels and have rainwater. Are you with me? You have to have a certain amount of grace allocation from God to live on planet Earth. Amen? But to live above the level of life as God's children, as King's kids, we must be born again to come into that special favor. Are you with me tonight?
Yes.
Now, by the new birth, we're given greater favor, greater grace than the unjust. Are you with me?
Yes.
We are also given the right to be called children of God, and we're going to go into that scripture soon tonight. If you are ready to go to the next place with God, you're going to hear a word tonight that is not being safe for you to go. But we have to always go back to square one so that you understand, and those listening to the CD or to the tapes in the future will know that what I'm about to say in a little while is not apart from the solidness of God's word. It is with full knowledge that I am speaking Bible truth to you, but I'm going to bring a higher perspective of a certain situation that you and I need to know about tonight. Amen?
Amen.
By the new birth, we're giving the right to be called children of God, and we'll go there, as I said. Now, I've said all that to confirm to whoever, again, is listening to this message that Jesus is the key is Bible-based. It's a Bible-based church. We believe in all that is written in the Bible, and we are earnestly endeavoring to live and to walk in it all by grace and through faith in God's word, and the church said.
Amen.
Now let me address a grown-up perspective, and thereby those who have a longing for maturity and a greater lifestyle in Christ, this perspective will alter how you have life with God and through God. Amen? I want you to hear this that has come, and please give me an opportunity to share and to explain and to also validate with scriptures in the Bible what I'm directed to share with you tonight. A very simple, small adjustment needs to be made in this area that will blossom and balloon into a lot more than you will hear tonight. Our thread is this. Are you listening?
Yes.
Obedience to God, .. earns rights. Obedience to God, .. earns rights. This will be added to the Power Tools series as number 9. Obedience to God earns rights. Now, before we go into it, let us be reminded that this message direction from the Lord has come after, say after.
After
we have heard, be strong, power tool number 1. After we've heard, faith turns spiritual power tools on, number 2. After we've heard, truth is a power tool, number 3. After we've heard, take my yoke upon you, Power tool four. After we've heard there is power in the blood of Jesus. Power tool number five. After we've heard that time after Christ. Power tool number six. After we've heard the power of righteous resistance. Power tool number seven. After we've heard the seat of authority requires confidence. Power tool number eight. And now the message is coming. Obedience to God, .. earns rights. Power tool number nine. Amen. Would you give God his praise for that? Now, you know, we may not get into it, but you know that this word on obedience has come after power tools number eight, 1-8, so that we be reminded that we are to be obedient to walk in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. But more than that. Say more than that. Now the word earns. Say earns. When you say earn, it may sound like work. That we have to do something to get God to do something for us. And for some who may be listening that don't know Pastor Jana quite that well, a caution light may go up as they hear the word earn or earns as though it is work related to gain your salvation. Please hold on and listen. I'm well aware of what it says as it's written in Ephesians 2, and I'm a firm believer in it, in verse 8 that says, by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works that no one should boast. Amen. So salvation is a gift. We all agree in the church said. All right. If you agree with that, then let's just read on to verse 10 in the same chapter, which says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now let me reason my direction from the Lord out to you. God offers us a gift. We can't work for this gift, and the church said. Amen. Say, I got that. Do you know that pastor got that too? Amen. But yet, the message has come for us saying obedience to God earns rights. Stay with me. Those who receive this gift of salvation that is free, it's not as a result of works, have some things that are waiting for them to walk into and in. And so who are they that will walk in them? Listen now, pay attention. Would it not be those who earn the right to walk in them through obedience? Obedience first to receive God's grace and faith and be born again? Yes. What did Pastor say? Pastor said, obedience, have you got that? Yes. Obedience to God, .. earns rights. Well, if you did not obey what you heard from God through a preacher, amen, through the Holy Spirit touching your heart to receive his son, Jesus Christ, to be saved, how would you have been saved? Say, am I getting a clue or what? Are you getting this?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Those who are obedient to God earns the right to be called children of God. Go to John chapter 1. I'm proving a point. Scriptures you know very well, but I want you to see the working of obedience in the life of the New Testament church has not been seen as it needs to be. We look at obedience in the Old Testament and well recognize it, but we do not understand obedience. We see works. But it's not works. It is obedience that produces works. Are you with me? Glory to God. Right. Say, this is good.
This is good.
John 1 and verse 10, he was in the world and the world was made through him, speaking of Jesus, and the world did not know him. He came to his own and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believed in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen? Amen. Go back with me to verse 11 and let me lead into it and share it in a way that I want you to see. Verse 11. He came to his own, and those who were his own, the natural Jewish line that God chose to call his people in the Old Testament, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Are you with me?
Yes.
This is the key point of insight on obedience to God, earns rights. What is it? But as many as did what? Receive him. Did you get that?
Yes.
They did not receive him. His own did not receive him. They didn't get him anyway. They had to be obedient to what they had heard, that Jesus was the Savior of the world, the Messiah. He is the one that you need to believe in, in him who the Father sent. Listen to him. Are you with me? As many as were obedient to say yes to God about Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Again, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen? So his own did not receive him, and they did not earn the right to be called children of God, even though they were Jewish. Are you with me? Today, Israel. Amen?
Yes.
No, we do not earn the right to be called children of God by our works. But by grace, the grace of God received by us of who Jesus is, and by faith in him, we are given the right to be called children of God. Amen?
Amen.
So in what we hear of him, we can then choose to obediently receive the gift of God and have eternal life in Christ. So hear this again and again like this. Obedience to God to receive Jesus earns. It's not works. It's belief that earns. Obedience to believe and walk in what you believe earns you the right to become children of God. Amen?
Amen.
We who have obedience to God, or have received through obedience to God, have gained that right. Again, obedience to God earns rights. It's not by works, but by grace and through faith that we respond in obedience to him who is offered to us, and by that become children of God. What did she say? She said that obedience to God earns results. It earns rights. It earns a lot. Amen? That's your power tool number 9. Why am I not in the receiving line? Why is this not working out for me? Why is that not working out for me? Because we have to be obedient to him. Because obedience to God earns results. It earns the blessing of God. We don't work for the blessing of God in washing pastors' back. Well, I do need some attention back there. But it doesn't earn you anything but my thanks and my gratitude, and you sow it as unto the Lord. But if God wants you to be obedient, to be a servant of God, your obedience to be a servant, your obedience to forgive, your obedience to Merry Christmas somebody when you really want to pop them in the face and just give it as a gift and forgive them, will gain results for you. Are you with me tonight? Amen? Obedience is required. Let's look back for a moment to the need for obedience to God, and how being obedient to him results in blessings, rights, and privileges that we need. Now, going all the way back, Adam and Eve had it all, and they enjoyed it all. Amen?
Yeah.
But they were given one thing that they were not to do. Even in Eden, obedience was necessary. So you and I thinking just because we've come through and are born again by grace and through faith, we don't have to obey God and his word. We don't have to walk in the principles and practices of the Bible. But we do, even more so now, because we know more. Are you there?
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So they had to be obedient to God. God told them, all is yours, but don't eat of this tree. Amen? Yeah. And they could continue to live in the Garden of Eden, communing with God in the Shekinah glory of God. And that was wonderful. Amen?
Yes.
But one day they chose not to be obedient. One day they chose not to be obedient anymore. And for that, they lost what they had. And the fall of man, by that simple and, well, it wasn't simple, by that one act of disobedience, they lost. And now man was fallen from the position that man was in with God. Are you with me?
Yes.
Listen strong. It wasn't Satan that made or caused man to fall. The devil didn't make them do it. The devil tempted them to do it. It was man who chose to listen to Satan, the deceiver, and man chose to disobey God. Man could have chosen not to. For some time, they lived communing with God, and the devil was there, and he disguised himself. But this one day, they decided, or she decided, gave it to him, however you all want. You know the scripture. Amen? So then we look also in the Old Testament at how Pharaoh refused to be obedient to God when Moses, God's chosen servant, came to him with what God said, let my people go that they would worship me. Well, he too lost. Not only did he lose his slaves, all the children of Israel that worked for nothing for him. Amen? But he also lost the lives of his people in the flood. Would somebody stay with me tonight? Look at Exodus chapter 19, and let's read a little bit here. We've got to understand this thing about obedience because we're living in a very disobedient, over the past many years, a disobedient generation, lawless. We want to do, it's my thing. I'm going to do what I want to do, you know. I'm going to do what feels good. But God does not give us that kind of instruction. Amen? That comes from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Exodus 19, verse 3. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord God called to him from the mountain. Now this mountain was Mount Sinai, also called Mount Horeb. And it's said to be the one of the most sacred locations in Israel's history. It's the same place where Moses met with God and he saw the burning bush. It's where God made his covenant with Israel and where God gave his people the laws and his guidelines for living as his people. It's by what he gave them now to obey and be obedient to that they learned the potential of the blessing of obedience found in Exodus 34, verse 4 through 28. If you care to go there sometime, we don't have time tonight. And it is still also the place where they learn the terrible troubles and consequences of disobedience. Excuse me. That's found in Exodus 34 and verse 32. You can read that. Amen?
Yes.
Blessing and curses. You obey and you're going to be blessed. You disobey and you won't be blessed. But I'm a child of God. I'm a Jesus person. Yeah, you have to be obedient to Jesus, who is the Word of God, to be blessed by the Word of God. The things that have been set down in the Word of God are not optional. The more obedient we are to the Word of God, the more we're going to be blessed by the Word of God. Are you there?
Yes.
We're still in Exodus 19, verse 3, and Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the sons of Israel, you yourself have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you up, or I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. God saying, I brought you out, or I brought them out as his people. I brought you to myself. See, later on, Jesus does that. Hello.
Amen.
Jesus came and brought us up to himself, amen, and gave us to God. Verse 5, now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. See, God could have chosen any other people. There was a time where the people of Israel, the Jewish people, didn't know that they were the ones chosen. Hello, is anybody hearing me? They didn't just come, you know, have all of a sudden or passed on from the very beginning that they were God. There were other people on the face of the earth that God could have chosen, and I'm sure he chose them long before the foundation of the world, just like he's chosen us for salvation. But up to that point, he's saying here something. He said, then, verse 5, now then, if you will indeed obey my voice, if, say if, say that's conditional. If you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, he's making it, but you got to keep it. Then he says, you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel. Now, if they would do what God said, then God would make a covenant with them that they would be a kingdom of priests. Let's just note here, I can't go here long, but through Jesus and a new covenant, he brings us into the family of God, and we become the royal priesthood and the holy nation that God sought after way back in the Old Testament, but couldn't have it because they had not come into the holiness until Jesus, the holy, sanctified one, came. Are you with me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Didn't have 4 weeks to go over it. Just bring it to you as I got it. Amen?
Amen.
Anyway, they were identified with God as his chosen. There was no nation on the face of the earth deserving to be called God's chosen people or to be called his treasured possession, whether it be black, white, Ethiopian, Jewish, Jew, Greek, whatever. No one deserved it. Amen? But God chose Israel, not because of what they had done, but in his love for all people, God had to choose one to represent himself and his way of life that would then lead to Christ. Are you with me?
Yes.
He had to choose one. God knew the wrong that Israel would have had done and the wrong that they would do. And he knew that they would not receive his son when he came. So when you tell me about all your bad stuff and all that, and I say, well, are you saved? And you say you're saved. Well, just please, you're wearing on me now, okay? Because God knew that you would make mistakes after your salvation, but he's not going to hold it. He knew that before he gave you Jesus, before Jesus came into your heart. Should you take the grace of God in vain and go out and sin because you know God will forgive you? He forgives those that are repented. Are you with me?
Yeah.
But he knew that Israel would not only be disobedient, but they were the chosen people then, the nation of God's people. He knew they would reject his son. The very reason that he gave them the law was to lead. The law was a tutor to lead them to Christ. And if they were not going to be obedient to the law, how could they even be obedient to the message of grace? Is anybody hearing me?
Yes.
Glory to God. They were perfectly chosen as a nation to show a magnitude of God's grace and forgiveness by which we see, which we shouldn't look back and see a nationality. We should see the magnitude of grace and the magnitude of forgiveness from God. Amen? He took them from slavery in Egypt to the promised land, as Jesus takes us from the slavery of being under the deception and the deceiver, the father of lies, and into the promise of the Father to one day go and live with him forever. Amen?
Amen.
God wanted a representative representative of himself, a representation, let me say that, a representation of himself in the earth. And he didn't want it to be with just a prophet like Isaiah or Jeremiah or whoever, or a prophetess. Amen? He didn't just want a single person, a priest or a king, to be a representation of himself. He wanted a nation of people so that the day would come when a holy nation would be raised up through Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
A nation of people in the Old Testament and the Jewish people, and then, or the Israelites. But now, through Jesus Christ, we have become the Israel of God by grace and through faith. Are y'all kind of getting what I'm trying to say to you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. A nation of people is what he wanted, that through them he would teach them of his covenant, which he did very well. Try reading Leviticus. Hello? Amen. And he gave them his covenant word, and he put them through a training of obedience to him in a magnitude that you and I have never, ever really had to live under. Did the Jewish people were called to task. I mean, you didn't mess up. God would, I mean, you just couldn't get away with what you get away with today. Amen? Are you with me? But he wanted to put them through this training of obedience to him and to his laws that would again lead to Christ. Amen? And the message of grace to all, the Jew and the Gentile. Praise the Lord. Are you still with me?
Yes.
So all nations on the earth would be blessed through Abraham's descendant. The setup was perfect by him who is perfect. Amen?
Amen.
If we're willing to obey, we will eat the good of what God has for us. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 1. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say, I'm getting this.
I'm getting this.
Praise the Lord. So, there's been a little snap, crackle, pop of our spiritual spine that's not been in order with this obedience bit. Amen? It's like Skylar when he had that collar on Sunday. You're stiff-necked. And we're thinking that because we're in grace and we have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus, that we're just going to live in the abundance and the blessings, and we don't have to obey the word of God like they used to have to obey the word of God. More so today.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Obedience. Amen. Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. Look at verse 19 for yourself. If, somebody say if.
If.
Say that's conditional.
That's conditional.
If you consent, some Bibles will say are willing. If you consent and obey, you don't just say yes, amen. Look at me, church. You obey what you say yes and amen to.
That's right.
If you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. But verse 20, if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Truly the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen. Beloved, I shared all that with you to also say this. Obedience played a part in the blessing then and in the blessing now. Some of the glitches that we have is that we are not walking in obedience to God and to his word. If he says you're saved and you know you were born again, say you're saved. If he says you're forgiven, you'll be obedient to say you're forgiven and free of all of your sins and live free. If he says you're secure in me, then you walk secure. You become persuaded through your obedience to confess what God said that he's done for you and not your inability to do what God says. Amen? It is up to him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Obedience to God plays a big part in our accessing what God has for us. How? It earns. It earns for us. It earns the interest on the down payment. It earns. There are benefits. Amen?
Yes.
Now, they in the Old Testament didn't have to work to gain what God had for them, and neither do we. We don't work, as it were, washing the church windows. We don't scrub the floors. We don't try to buy God with our money. Are you there? Yes. But we must be obedient. That is not buying from God. That's reverential respect for Almighty God, for who He is, our Heavenly Father. Abba, Daddy is in the house. And the church said,
amen.
Give God His praise tonight. Amen. We simply have to obey Him over ourselves, over our weaknesses, over our thoughts, over our bodies, over our checkbooks, over the good days and the bad days. Obey God. Live steady in faith. How? Be obedient. Amen?
Amen.
Obey Him and choose to obey Him over sin that crouches at the door. And the way of sinful life, the deceiver is always at us to try and get us to sin, to distrust, to disbelieve, or to walk in a loosey-goosey life with Christ. God in Christ has extended His covenant to all, not just the Jews, if we're willing to receive it. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Amen? Go there to Galatians 3. I want to have you read with me what you can tonight. Glory to God. Isn't this good?
Yes, amen.
Woo! I want to know everything that I may be missing or not looking at. I want it brought to the forefront to understand. I've heard some in this church say, I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Every week something is coming from the Lord through the Word of God to tell us why we are not where we want to be, to tell us what we need to do to get there, to tell us how to be closer to God, how to be more blessed of God. Every time the Word comes, He brings the way, the truth, to give us the abundant life that He has for us, if we are willing to not only hear it and say amen, but obey it.
Good.
Obedience is necessary.
Amen.
To get what God says, we must show Him respect.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I want a revolution to start at Jesus is the key. I mean, I want a revolution to start here, that we will absolutely bust out of here and just make no plan but to do what God says and absolutely radically change the entire world. Change the world. So many things have come through music and different eras that have put their mark on the world. God wants representation in the earth in this hour. We can begin to rise up and take our place. A representation of winners and not losers. Why? Because we have already won. Why aren't we living like that? The head and not the tail.
Amen?
I want something so bad to burst out of Jesus is the key. Why? Because Jesus is the key to it all. If we can't see it, church, bless God, something's wrong somewhere. The anointing is here under that name that was given to this church to break loose and unlock those things. Amen? Galatians 3:26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to hear this. Sons are those who have been obedient to take the way of sonship.
Amen.
How? Through Jesus Christ and be born again. Are you there?
Yes.
You see how this makes spiritual and natural sense when you look at it? I just can't stress this enough to us to try and get us a picture of responsibility to God to receive His word and then be obedient to Him to then eat the good He has for His children and prove that His word works. That we be a generation that proves, that are living proof That living by the word of God, being obedient to the word of God in the love offering, in the tithe, in respect of the house of the Lord, in forgiving one another, in supporting one another, in loving one another, whatever, all that is written in the Bible, so that people will see that we are a uniquely different people. And every believer can do that. Everyone should. Everyone has a part. Amen. Verse 27, for all you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. So we're to live and walk covered, clothed with Christ. Verse 28, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither male, neither slave nor female, neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, forget about everything else. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring. I don't care where you were born, what color you are, and who is your mother and who is your natural father. If you belong to Christ, if you are born again, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Now, we're not only heirs according to the promise, we're heirs of God. And we're joint heirs with Jesus. And the church said, amen. All have to come obediently to God through Christ. Our salvation didn't happen just like that until we were willing and obedient to hear the message that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and receive him as such by the grace of God and through a seed of faith, and we're born again. So you and I had something to do with this whole thing. And what did it do for us? We earned eternal life. Come on, church. Obedience gave you eternal life instead of weeping and gnashing of the teeth for eternity. Then why have we not seen that obedience to this and to that, whatever is in the Bible, whatever is his God word, whatever God has said to you, obedience to walk in that is going to bring you the fruit you've been looking for 20, 40, 50, 60 years. Are you there? Yeah. Well, you're not as excited as I am. All have to come obedient to God through Christ. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. I don't care what you say. I don't care whose son of a son of a son or a daughter of a daughter you are. You need to be willing to come through the way God made, and that is in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Acts 4:12 records this, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that have been given among men by which we must be saved. So people could go around and be obedient to show up to church and obedient to give money to the church and obedient to do good things. But if you don't receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then your obedience is worth nothing because you can't be born again by your works. But you can be born again by your obedience to receive the one whom God sent, who is Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Jesus is required for salvation to be received. I don't care. You tell, you know, well, you know God, you know the word, and you've been a nice person. You're there by the bedside. It's their last moment. And you're just there. Well, they're sick. They can't hear me, or they don't understand. I don't care what you think. You give them the plan of salvation. No these and thous. No chapters and verses. You just tell them that you've come to know God's Son, Jesus Christ, and there's no way for you to be saved unless you receive Jesus into your heart. Would you let me pray with you? And all you have to do is blink your eyes if you can't move your head, or nod your head, or say yes. Are you willing? And if they say, yes, I'm willing, and they pray that prayer with you, you pray for them, and they say, yes, amen, then that's the best you can do for somebody on their last breath. Are you with me?
Yes.
Because obedience for them to receive the gift, I mean, I could bring you $1 million, and you're starving, living on the streets. And unless you receive it, you don't have it to work with. You don't have it to buy you food or a car or clothes. So you have to be obedient to receive my gift. That's obedience. I'm saying to you, Chad, Psalmist Chad is my husband. If you will just receive the song that he has for you, the song you're looking for, you're going to have. Well, you ain't going to have it till you receive what he gives you. You have to be obedient to follow the rules and regulations of God. Amen? Amen? In his word. Would you give him praise? Hallelujah. All who are obedient to what he says get what he says and what he offers. Obedience to God earns rights. The right to be called children of God is first, and with rights comes privileges. All have to receive the way he made with no exceptions. And all have to be obedient to the Lord and to his word and be blessed beyond all imagination for it. Obedience to the way God set up is key to eternal life and to your destiny. It's key to prosperity, peace, and well-being. It's not a labor of human works that I'm talking to you about that we should boast. It's what grace and faith provides for us as free from God for us for just to receive it. Amen? Yeah. But we have to be obedient to receive it. Right. Amen? Yeah. Romans 5:19, for as through the one man's disobedience, as through one man's disobedience, Adam, the many were made sinners. Are you with me? Even so, through the obedience of the one, Jesus, the many will be made righteous. Amen? Amen? Man can choose to give up their birthright under Adam, the fallen, and get, instead of judgment, forgiveness from God by choosing Christ. Amen? Amen? There's a gain, beloved, to be earned through our obedience when we repent. If you don't repent, you don't earn forgiveness. It's not like you work for it, but you have to do what the Bible says. You have to come to God and repent. Be sorry for what you have done and make a commitment that with his help, you're not going to do that anymore. You're not going to think that way anymore. You make a commitment and you stand on that commitment. Amen? Man can choose to remain under sin, unbelief, and chaos, and eternal death as an inheritance for it, or we can be obedient to God and take his way through Christ, gain eternal life, and gain everything that comes along with it by walking in obedience to him in everything we come to know. Amen? Amen. Many years ago, I preached a message on obedience, .. unlocks the unseen power of God. Obedience, .. unlocks the unseen power of God. Amen? Amen? You see, we want a lot from the Lord, but aren't all that willing to live as he would have us to in order to bless us with it. I mean, I know when Brianna or Maximus are acting up and they ask for a piece of or a cookie or a candy, even if they don't mind giving it to them, they're not going to reward that. That's not a good parent. God disciplines us as his children. Are you with me tonight? Obedience to God the Father, to his word, to the teachings of Jesus Christ. In all aspects that you've come to know. Are we perfect? No. But don't willingly be disobedient. Be willingly obedient. And when you make a mistake and you don't, everything should be lined up with, will this be in obedience to the word? Or will it not? With this expression that I'm about to blast on somebody, is that in accordance to obedience in the Lord? Amen. Are you with me? Yes. Romans 6:16, do you not know that when you present yourself to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? Who are you obeying? You or are you obeying God? Amen. Either you will obey sin resulting in death. Even if you're born again, the wages of sin still is death. You won't live in peace.
That's right.
And joy and prosperity. Either to sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves to sin, you became obedient from the heart. Jesus did that when he came in to that form of teaching to which you were committed. Amen. Having been freed from sin through Christ, you became slaves of righteousness. Amen. Isn't that good? Glory to God. So, beloved, there are so many scriptures to share with you on the power of obedience to God and what it earns. But times does not permit me tonight. And I'll want to have shared this one and that one and the other one. But let me just go to this. If we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. If we're not, we'll not walk into good God has for us while here, even after Christ, even though we are born again. Amen? Amen. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. You got that. Say, I got that. Yeah. So when you have anything that's stealing your joy, your peace, yes, trying to come after your faith and bring unbelief, bing, 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 the alarm, sound the alarm. On that holy mountain, you know. What? Red light. Don't go there. Don't listen to it. Don't regurgitate it. Don't talk about it. Don't write it down on a piece of paper. Bing, 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 bing. The devil's after you. He's seeking whom he may devour. Are you with me?
Yes.
The thief is only coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. What do you want to choose?
Life. Life.
Amen? We choose, even after Christ, choose life. Don't choose death. Don't choose what the enemy will do to you.
Right.
Don't labor on it. What you make the most of will get the best of you. Make the most of Jesus and not the enemy. Make the most of God's power and not the power of the enemy. Make the most of your salvation and not the fact that you're so undeserving. Make the most of your nice home that you have, even if it's a 2x4, instead of complaining about it so that you don't resent the day of small things and God will give you more.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Obedience, praise the Lord. We choose to live according to the word of God and the teaching of Christ, or according to self or the world, the flesh, and the devil. But obedience to walk by faith in what we've come to know is the stairway to what we've come to know is there for us. When you walk in obedience, you're on the staircase of what you know belongs to you. It's already yours, but you don't have it. Why don't you have it? Because it takes obedience. It takes obedience, amen? Yeah, it's God's timing and all of this, that, and the other, but there's some things that you should be and I should be accessing even now, amen?
Amen.
We have the word. We have Jesus. Obedience to the word, who is Jesus, earns rights. Is that simple?
Yes.
It's simple to me. Jesus said, come follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men. No follow, no becoming, period. Some people get born again and they stop following Jesus. That's it. When they die, they will go to heaven. He promised them. Nothing can take you out of my hand. Amen?
Amen.
However, they don't grow. They don't become who God wants them to become in the earth. They can't be used. Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it shall be open. We have to ask. We have to seek. We have to find. Why? Because that's obedience to what he says to do.
Right.
Don't just lay there on the couch and say, oh, well, I'll be going to church on Sunday. I know God's going to bless me. I don't have time to ask him for anything. I'll just, you know, I'll turn on the TV. He said you're to ask, you're to seek, and you're to knock. Amen? Ask also in accordance to his word that you're obedient to. Jesus said in John 14:14, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. He said, if you ask me anything in my name, again the if. Verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's not in the next chapter, it's the next verse. In other words, you will keep my word that I've given to you in order to come into the blessing I have for you. You will be obedient to me. Amen?
Amen.
While we stand asking, also the word tells us that if we have any unforgiveness, that we can't expect to receive anything from God. Amen? So be obedient to forgive, because obedience to God will earn rights. Disobedience will cause you to lose your rights, your strength, and your joy, and your happiness. Amen? Amen? He listens to those obedient to his word. For those who are obedient to his word are those who have faith in him. Why? Because they believe he's really going to do something. See, obedience is very tied to faith. Amen? I want you to note this, that those who have also unconfessed sin are not in faith. People say, well, I'm praying in the name of Jesus, and I believe that that's in God's word. Well, you can believe all you want that it's in God's word, but if you're not standing on the precious promises of God, positioned correctly, out of sin, you ain't in faith. You can say all the faith words you want to say, but that's just your mouth. It's not your heart. Amen? Obedience to God earns rights. Power tools number 9. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you weary, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What do we have to do? Be obedient to come, to receive from him, and he'll give us the rest. See? If you do it, you get it. If you don't do it, you don't get it. Walking around, why does Sister Gertrude have it and I don't have it? Well, because Sister Gertrude is obedient to what she's finding out about the word of God. Amen? Whatever the Lord speaks to your heart, to mine, it will always be found in the word of God, and we're to obey what he says. Obey what is written. We can't just quote the word and the word work for us. We must, by grace and through faith, set out to walk in the word, speak the word, live the word, and he will help us get to the blessings he has for us. Amen? Almost there. 1 Peter 1:13, therefore gird your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Behave obediently to God first. Verse 16, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Obedience to God earns rights. Beloved, let's get our power tool of obedience turned on by faith. Operate in your life under grace and through faith obediently. Add in obedience. Under grace, through faith, obediently. Say that. Under grace, through faith, obediently. Under grace and through faith, obediently. By that, the windows of heaven will be opened up into your life to flow and flood, not only you, but your families and the situations you have. That way you get all that God has for you. How? Be obedient to him. Show love, respect, and reverence for God. Obedience to God earns rights. Choose to obey the Lord and all the things that he comes to you in to give you a way of peace, security, and provision. In closing, 1 Samuel 15:22, Samuel said, has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, this is true, Old Testament and New. To obey is better than sacrifice. And to heed, which means to listen to God, than the fat of rams. Each one who refuses to be obedient to God loses living in the blessing that God has for them, the inheritance that is ours for now. Use obedience to God as a power tool to walk in his abundant favor. Let's not think we can disobey him and his word and still have what he has for us now. Amen? Amen? Tonight, choose to add obedience back to the forefront and choose to be obedient to God's word and see it as a power tool to access what God has for you. Amen? Amen. Choose obedience to God and earn what is rightfully yours. Yes. In Jesus' name. And the church said, obedience to God, .. earns rights. Power tool number 8. Number 9. Thank you. Amen. Give God his praise. Amen.